Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a huge day for victims of clergy sex abuse, and a sign that even if the church itself does not properly investigate abuse by its priests or the cover-up by individual bishops and dioceses, that we can trust, we should look to the state. We should look to civil authorities to investigate what it is that the church has done. We can't trust the church to investigate this itself any more than we can trust any corporation to investigate itself. Those internal investigations might be helpful to the organization, but it is no guarantee that the truth will come out publicly or benefit individual survivors. This is a huge leap forward towards that end in the Diocese of Buffalo.
At least locally, you've been one of the leaders in terms of advocating for sex abuse victims from within the diocese, calling out against the diocese administration. Does a legal move like this from New York State make you feel vindicated or validated for what you've kind of been pounding the gavel on for years at this point?
Yes, it certainly has been difficult to endure the silence of the Attorney General's office these past couple of years, not for me so much as actual victims from the Diocese of Buffalo. And I've been asked all the time, you know, what is the status of that investigation? And there was really no way to respond. Given my background helping with the investigation in Pennsylvania with that Attorney General's office, I knew that there would be long periods of silence. And while difficult to see, you know, essentially a 200-page document finally released, and not just addressing Bishop Malone or Bishop Gross or Bishop Scharfenberger, but also the vicars general and the chancellors of the diocese over the years. And so we see Bishop Troutman named in this lawsuit. We see Bishop Cunningham named in this lawsuit. And it gives me no joy, really, to see the church at this moment. But the church in Buffalo is at this moment because of its lapses in oversight.
And how often does this happen where a government sues a place of worship for sex abuse or really anything?
I'm not sure along the lines of nonprofit statutes and the way that the church handles its money and things like that. I've never really been familiar with any kind of investigation like that, so I really can't say. But my understanding is that the grand jury investigations in Pennsylvania, not just the 40th that I was part of, but the 37th, as well as a couple grand juries in the county of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania prior to those, there have been increasing efforts by civil authorities, certainly in Pennsylvania. I don't want to claim that it started there, but that's my sense. Because after the 40th grand jury, report came out in August of 2018, we saw other states make similar commitments, like New York State. I was called to meet with representatives of the Attorney General's office here about 2 years ago. But then now, just recently, we've seen more substantial reports from the state of Illinois. We've seen a recent report from the state of Florida, which was really only a few pages. It wasn't very long. But what we're seeing really in terms of the big picture is an investigation of the church by state authorities that really began in earnest about 2 years ago beyond Pennsylvania.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.